Harper Via and Harper Audio present Invisible Kitties, a feline study of fluid mechanics or the spurious incidents of the cats in the nighttime. By Yu Yo-Yo. Translated from the Chinese by Jeremy Tiang. Performed by Aaron Lin. Chapter 1. 10,000 Drops of Cat Rain. The cats required a curtain raiser before coming on stage. They would never so much as make an appearance without a bit of fanfare. Ahead of the rain came a little wind, only a smidge, like the sudden lurch of missing your footing on the stairs. Not too much force, no strong gusts, everything just a little askew. The kitties needed to hold back some of their energy for play. The wind rose, and the kitties took advantage of the occasion to burrow into the shadowy clouds, concealing themselves behind the curtain. Amped up and full of excitement, ears dancing like beams of light, they darted here and there, countless glowing specks, riding the clouds toward the stage. The stage in question was directly overhead, a patch of sky neither near nor far. Look up, and it would seem to be right there. But try to touch it, and you'd soon realize it was out of reach. Such a gigantic swath of sky. I could have walked anywhere and still remained within its ambit. Dark clouds wafted closer. The curtain rustled open, and an unmissable performance began. The kitties had set the stage for a grand presentation of Cat Rain, 10,000 drops in all. From a distance, I watched the cats soaring ahead atop their clouds, fast as galloping horses. People saw this and hastened indoors, heads lifted to the sky. I happened to meet a cat's eyes with a flash of recognition, but couldn't recall where we'd met before. All this was back before I had a cat, before I had any idea where cats came from. The sky grew darker. The clouds lowered and an urgent wind filled the building, foretelling a bout of cat rain. An abrupt pitter, patter, pitter, patter. The show began in a flurry. No warning, no prologue. In the blink of an eye, every cat plummeted in raindrop form. Splish, splosh, splash. All done in a few seconds. No one had time to react. It felt as if the storm had ended before it began. The shortest downpour of this rainy season. So brief, I barely got wet. I wished I'd been closer to center stage, so I could have gotten a closer look at the cat rain. 10,000 drops of cat rain mean 10,000 kitties. Rain from the cats. Cats in the rain. Cats and rain. One in the same. The cat rain vanished as it plopped onto the ground, leaving behind countless paw prints. Chapter 2. Dream Cat. The air was cool after the cat rain. I slept soundly that night. I dreamed of a cat tunneling out of my ear, expanding all the while, faster than the eye could see. Dark brown fur with scattered strands of gold. In the dream, I called him Doughball. Doughball and I got on right away. He didn't show any fear and kept pulling pranks on me. His expansion was out of control, and for a while, I was worried he would grow too large for the room to contain him. Could Doughball's belly, round as it was, be filled with some kind of gas? I thought of pricking it with a needle to see if it would deflate, but couldn't bring myself to. After all, when I stroked Doughball, he was a flesh and blood cat. I didn't want to hurt him. And so I just let him inflate, bouncing around like a rubber ball. Each day, Doughball went through his repertoire of tricks, flying leaps, high jumps, tail biting, chasing himself. He was a springy thing, and I kept failing to catch him. Trying to make him stop, I had to chase him around the entire flat, jumping up and down like a monkey. Doughball reached the size of a television, and a
Sample complete. Ready to continue?